Hello there.
Hey.
This is Tulip Mania, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's everyone doing? That was to the audience, but also we have a guest.
Hi.
Go into the mic. Oh, as close
okay.
As you can.
Hi everyone.
Tell us your name.
No, I'm Ari.
This is Ari.
Long-time listener, first-time guest. Not even really. Just wanted to say that.
How are you feeling about being a special guest?
This is an honor and a privilege and a really exciting experience for
That's
me.
That's so true.
This is also Eli's last show.
Yeah, of the semester.
Is it not your last?
No, I'm in a new one next
I leave. Nice. My flight departs as this show starts. Whoa. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so... Here we are.
Oh, that was the Twin Peaks theme, obviously.
Tell us why.
That was a late addition to the show.
It's a tribute.
It was a tribute. The composer of the Twin Peaks score, as well as other David Lynch movies scores, Angelo Badalamenti, I think is his name?
Yep.
Just passed away today. Shout out to Angelo.
In his memory.
Yes. Yikes. Shout out to the memory of Angelo.
Yeah.
Such a good song. Such a good show. That's all. Anyway, yeah. So we can move on into our spiral.
Yeah. For those of you who are unaware of this theme, every other episode, I think,
yeah.
At this point, yeah, we have chosen a song to start with and then send songs back and forth. Each song is what the last one made us think of, so we sort of, like, develop the songs that way. I don't know.
What do you do in the off weeks?
Anything else. Yeah.
Last week we did Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, we just shuffled them.
Classic.
What did we do the week before that?
I don't know.
Me either.
Okay. Yeah. So it's sort of just that. And then, yeah, this is the last one. So maybe I'll do it in the spring. You're going to be gone in the spring.
Yep.
So this is our last show together.
This is our last show together.
This is also our last show
yeah.
together, the three of us.
At least for the next six some odd months. For the next umpteenth month.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Okay, Ari started the spiral.
Yeah,
I sure did. We're starting off with Lemonade by Rubble Bucket. Let's see. First heard them when they opened for Lake Street Dive 4 or so years ago on their Side Pony tour.
Uh-huh.
And they were cool. There were like 13 people on stage.
Wow.
Oh.
About half of them were playing instruments. Some of them were just for fun.
13 people on stage. Like I would not think of that given the song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, not all of them were playing instruments, but they were all having fun. And yeah. I really liked that.
Cool.
That's cool.
All right. Should we give it a listen?
Go for it.
About a sun machine. If we could flip the lights and our love would never end. You were like the American dream. Made me want things I don't really need. We used to ride around on rollerblades. You kissed me on the mouth and my pupils dilated. In my trance you were a little babe. Shrinking like a flower in the rain. Did I make you submarine and a big blue whale got stranded by the sonar. Makes me think about your laser beam. You screamed at me until I played the part. I thought I needed you in every way. I woke up in some pain and I texted you by mistake. Honestly, things are gravy. Can you help me jog?
Thank you.
All right. That was a really cool one.
I agree.
So the cycle went from Ari to me, Eli, to you, Maddie. And so I was up next. I chose a song that I've been listening to a ton by Louis Cole? I don't really know his name. I think Louis. It's called Thinking, and it's from a live sesh.
In quotes. He's doing air quotes.
I did air quotes. I guess, yeah, it doesn't really translate. But, yeah, it's also, like, a very large band, but it doesn't sound like it at times. And it's kind of poppy, like the last one, but then also has horn jazz interjections. So that was a common thread there.
That's a good thread.
Nice.
Okay, that's all I got to say.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
We love a pun here.
We also love coming on the air without context.
Yeah. So I heard that.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Sure did. And I thought of a song that sounded like it, as this format goes.
Uh-huh.
And that song was Fantasia, or Fantasia.
I don't think so.
Nope. By Roy Blair, which I don't know if you guys remember, like, Drew and Enya from YouTube in 2018.
Nope.
No. Phillips and Enya. They're, like, big, like, Viners turned YouTube stars.
Then I probably know them. No. I'll crunch the numbers during the song.
This was, like, in that era of YouTube. Roy Blair was, like, her boyfriend. This is maybe niche. Never mind.
Oh, yeah!
So this is, like, a senior year song.
Okay.
But it has the same kind of, like, I'm moving my neck behind my mic. I'm going to vibe to it.
Ah, okay.
They can tell.
Yeah. You know, you'll know it when you hear it.
Yeah. Should we hear it?
Let's.
You do something to me. You can see right through me. The changes that we feeling. Ain't so appealing. Ooh. Ever since I came to your place, I've been feeling. You make me feel so competitive. All of my friends, all my relatives, I would be there for you, but I'm not there for you. It's not that I don't care for you. I'm not all for you, and I'm just there to you, to you. Oh,
Really cool.
Yeah, I agree.
In the background, we were waxing about the new iOS.
Waxing and waning.
Yeah.
Jailbreaking.
iPhones. And jailbreaking. Cool. So
yeah. So I heard that song and I didn't really know what to do. But I looked through a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
And I came up with this song, similarly in the vein of poppy electronic songs with creepy lyrics.
Yeah.
This is For Days by Francis and the Lights.
All right.
Give me one second. We're natural.
you know.
How many pages would you use in writing a manifesto? Anyway, that was for Days by Francis and the Lights. I heard that, and I immediately thought of, I think it's I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince, but it's any song off of that album. But we did just play a song from that album, and I wasn't sure if it was the same one, so I decided to go a different way. And I went with Postman by Toro y Moi. I think last time I played this on the radio, I thought it was Toro y Moi, which shows how much I've progressed in French.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to share any of your French sentences that you wrote today?
No. Oh, wait, I can pull it up. It's all about, it's all about, like, how do you give directions to someone who's at Olin and needs to go to Davis Square?
That's important stuff.
Should I do this? Be honest.
What?
One, yes. One sentence, please.
Yeah,
one sentence.
Pick
your best, your favorite sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't want to do this. I'm closing the window.
Great. That was good.
Good work.
That was awesome. Okay. Cool. So this is Postman by Toro y Moi.
Yes.
Moi.
Hello, Mr. Postman. Did I get any mail today? No? Okay. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow then. Mr. Postman. Did I get mail? Did I get a letter? Did I get a postcard? Woo! Mr. Postman.
Great stuff.
I like that too.
Me too.
Nice.
Where'd you go from there?
I went to. Apparently, my mic is quiet again.
Are you on?
I'm on three.
One,
no,
two.
I'm on four. That's the problem.
Ugh. What
Sorry,
am I on?
The problem is me.
I'm on three. In case
you debated me.
I did.
Because we said we were going to be on 1, 3, and 4.
Yes,
and then,
and then
said,
I
actually
said
1, 2, 3. All right.
My...
Oh, I see what happened, because Ari switched seats.
Yeah, my mistake.
I felt left out
my
over
mistake,
there.
Guys.
It's okay.
Yeah, I heard that song, heard the bass line, which was fun.
Yeah.
And I thought of Thundercat.
Yeah.
Which, this album, so good.
I don't think I only... There's like a bunch of singles that are on this album.
Yeah,
right?
Which is
I
why
heard
it's
the singles,
great.
But I don't think I ever spent time with the album, because
yeah.
It's mostly singles.
This is like around the same time. This was like 2019, 2020, right?
2020,
I listened to this
yeah.
during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That video on Instagram with him like watering off of his balcony.
I've not seen that.
It's really funny.
So yeah, this is I think I did Dragon Ball Durag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good song.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of these super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Okay, yep. I heard that last song.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of this song, similarly very groovy with falsetto.
Love.
Nothing else to add. This is How We Be, Sin Cane.
Let's check it out. I also had the wrong mic on again.
Yeah.
You're on 3, you're on 4.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So you were reading the PSA to 2.
My bad. Oh, cool. Well, I hope the people heard that.
Yep.
It's they important did. Message.
Yep. Thank you. 1, 3, 4. Got them all.
Good work.
Okay. That was How We Be by Syncane.
Sure was.
That was How
I
We
heard
Be.
That. And I chose Tropicalia by Beck, another one that I had been listening to recently. I don't really remember the link. I'm sure it'll come to me during the song, but...
Wait, what were you saying last night about this song?
That I was learning it.
Oh.
As in I read what the chords are.
Oh, okay. What instrument?
Keyboard.
Nice.
Nice.
I didn't finish. And it's like 6 chords, so...
Cool.
Spent 15 seconds. Okay. Yeah.
Beck.
Let's take a listen.
The streets, the reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous yards where tourists snore in decay. But when they dance in a reptile blaze, you wear a mask, an equatorial haze into the past, a colonial maze where there's no more confetti to throw. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in the hotel. You're out of luck, you're singing funeral songs to the studs. The anabolic and bronze, they seem to strut in their millennial fogs till they fall down and deflate. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. We love it. Oh, and now you've had your fun under an air-conditioned sun. It's burned into your eyes, leaves you plain and left behind. I see them rise and fall into the jaws of a past and then love. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in fake hotels to be a victim.
So you heard that.
So I heard that. That was Tropicalia. Yeah. Whoa, so relevant.
Just like the smoothie.
Just like the smoothie like the that Eli didn't get. Which one did you have? Berries and Cream?
Berries and Cream.
That's such a... All the other names are clever.
Tropicale. What are the other ones?
Okay, that's actually the only one I can remember.
Chocolate peanut butter.
I was going to say Healthy Sunrise, but that's a sandwich at Pemberton.
Oh,
I'm getting my jobs confused.
Oh, boy.
Sweet Green, which has spinach.
How is it different than Tropic... Oh, well, it's
spinach instead of kale.
Kale.
It's like so a Tropic Snatch.
Nope.
That's good.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I actually did a little bit of research.
What?
No, actually, coincidentally, I had been doing research before you had added this song about, like, earlier this day, which was Saturday, I was looking up the Brazilian musical movement of the 1960s called Tropicália.
Wait, unrelated to me putting the song on the playlist?
Correct, this was before.
Wow.
Then you put that song on the playlist, and I was like, well, duh, I'm going to add a song from this movement. So I did some further research, and I found out that there was, like, this one album made by a bunch of Brazilian artists in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the flagship, that's not the right word, album of this musical movement, which was also, like, a political movement. Huh. Like, leftist political movement in Brazil in the late 60s.
How did they do?
Not sure.
Not great, if I had to guess.
If I had to guess. But it's a cool album, and it's, like, fuses a lot of different styles together while celebrating Brazilian music.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
So that I learned while making this playlist, and I picked this song, which...
How fitting.
What's it called?
Linda Neia?
Yes. This was the one that I liked the most from the album.
By Nara Liao. I don't really know how you say that.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Na frente do espelho, sem que ninguém a visse. Linda, feia, lindonéia, desaparecia. Despedaçados, atropelados, cachorros mortos nas ruas, policiais vigiando, o sol batendo nas frutas, sangrando. Ai, meu amor, a solidão vai me matar de dor. Lindonéia desaparecida na igreja, no andor. Lindonéia desaparecida na preguiça, no progresso. Lindonéia desaparecida nas paradas de sucesso. Ai, meu amor, a solidão vai me matar de dor. No avesso do espelho, mas desaparecida, aparece na fotografia do outro lado da vida. Despedaçados, atropelados, cachorros mortos nas ruas, policiais vigiando, o sol batendo nas frutas, sangrando. Ai, meu amor, a solidão vai me matar. Vai me matar.
Good stuff.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So Ari heard that.
So I heard that. And it actually, mid-listen, made me think of another beautiful, sort of calm song in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Know nothing about the history of this one. So
this whole album is so good.
And then there's two albums that are just like it that are incredible.
This is in fact the only song I know.
You should listen to
the
that
album.
Okay,
like,
so you are both much more knowledgeable than I
am. No, we just have listened to it.
Yeah.
That makes you much more knowledgeable than I am. Anyways, this is, I'm going to say all of these words wrong.
Yeah.
Desafinado by Stan Getz and João, is that what we decided?
I think we landed on that.
Yeah, that guy, Gilberto.
Nice.
Great. I'm also really glad I downloaded this playlist because my computer is offline.
Oh.
But this should work.
Tufts. Thanks.
Se você disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer presente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Beautiful. So you, I heard that.
And then I was going to choose a song off of a different Sengetz album, but I decided to switch it up a bit. I chose Poolside Platter by Jack Fiscinato. This is the first search result that I've ever had that actually did not propagate on Spinatron, even after you click like submit or queue.
Cool.
I don't know what that means. It might just be like misattributed on Spotify.
Could be.
Let's hear it. Thank you.
Well, that was just delightful.
Yeah,
truly.
Short but sweet.
By the way, this is Tulip Mania, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are indeed.
So I heard that, and I thought of a song from The Graduate soundtrack as I was telling my co-hosts off air, which I will say again. And then I didn't choose that song because I thought it would be too similar, and like we heard a lot of, like, you know, that kind of sounding music in a row. So I picked a different song from The Graduate soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
That's like maybe one of my favorite movies. We were talking about favorite movies.
I think so. And I want to rewatch that.
That's probably up there. And it's The Sound of Silence, classic Simon and Garfunkel hit song.
Indeed.
This is the electronic version, not the acoustic.
Yeah.
But great song. Yeah. Great. Great
Well,
artist.
It's been a pleasure hosting
this
show.
Thanks for coming on the show, Ari.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah.
Happy to have you.
Yeah. I hope you'll be back next semester a couple times.
Absolutely.
But
this is Eli's last show. Do you want to say anything? Sign
That's
off.
What I'm saying right now.
Okay, let me shut up.
Yeah, it was just really nice to host this with you. It was very fun. I'm glad we established this sort of like theme.
And thank you. Me too.
Maybe we'll continue in senior year. We'll see.
I doubt it.
I wish you well in Ireland. You know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call in.
Please don't. I still like barely know how to use the phone.
Yeah.
But
Veronica can help you.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Cool. Let's send him out.
Here's the sound of silence.
Good night.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.